Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use iXL. iXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, iXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, iXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What else can you do? A half a million things, all at a quarter to three. When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they back it with a lot of style, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the hotter rock and roll is still beating, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the other may be barely breathing, but the hotter rock and roll, hotter rock and roll is still beating.
Welcome back, DGS, KMOX, happy Friday, 4:05, George Mayhew is here, Mr. Friday.
Hi there.
The king of Fridays.
Yeah. Boy, you barely made your cut, your cue there. I thought, is Dave even here?
I'm a pro.
You're not running to the mic.
No.
You're not like sweating or huffing or puffing. You walk right in and the red light goes on and here we are.
No, the sad part of my life
is professional.
Now I can't do anything longer than 4 minutes. So
it's because you're a TikTok guy.
Oh, you know? That's true.
Yeah. I keep thinking about you and I worry about you because I know your attention span is getting shorter and shorter. Pretty soon, it's like you won't have time for any of us.
I know. I need to do that, what's it called? The dopamine?
Dopamine fast.
Fast, yeah. Where you just go without everything for a couple weeks, reset your brain.
You couldn't do it. You'd get, your head would explode.
I'll be honest with you. It would be the closest to withdrawals I've ever felt.
Uh-huh. Probably. Yeah.
I think for like an hour, and then you would just, you know, you'd get into your movie at that point.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because it's not like 2 days in, you'd be like, I want to watch TikTok so bad. Like, you would find a way to fill your time.
And here's the thing, and I think people who are addicted to anything would probably say this, I don't even enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not driving home thinking, I need to get home so I can look at TikTok.
Right. You just do it.
What I can't do is sit there doing nothing now.
Yeah.
Whereas I used to, I've never been good at it, but I could do it.
You know what? As you get older, you might be, I can do that now. I can be the old guy looking out the window or sitting on the patio.
Yeah.
And you know what? I used to laugh at those people, and now I am those people.
Well, yeah.
And it's okay. And I just like, oh, God, there's another bird. You know,
yeah.
It's just silly.
I remember years ago reading an interview with Dustin Hoffman. And he had turned 75 or something. And he said, you know, the greatest thing about it He said, everyone fights losing their libido. He said, I have now lost mine, and I can finally live my life.
Yeah.
He said, for the past 50 years, I have been chained to an idiot. And everyone feels that. Yeah. They're like,
but the idiot's fun.
Yeah.
Idiots always are.
Yeah. There's a new idiot in town now.
I mean, think of all your idiot friends. They're fun.
It's okay, Dave.
What are we talking today?
So, well, this was kind of just one of these weird things that happened. We were at this one of the secret suppers that we do, and it was, you know, nobody knows where they're going until that morning. And the morning, everybody got their announcement that we're going to Great Heart Brewing Company in Olivet. Very unusual for us to do a dinner event at a, quote, brew pub. And I know people were opening their email going, what the heck is this? Yeah. What are these guys doing? What's this? And it was perfect because none of the people had been there. It was, you know, not maybe 10%. I think we might have talked about this. But anyway, one of the big questions was, and the food was great, leaned onto the German side. There was some sauerbraten and things like that. And, you know, a lot of people were asking, why are there no more German restaurants in St. Louis? And it was a really good question. It was asked
a lot of Germans.
Yeah. It was asked a lot that night. And what I didn't realize looking into it was in about 1850, this was the most German city. This St. Louis was most German city in America.
That's right.
You knew that. I thought I'd come up with some trivia.
No. Married a girl named Fritz. Her dad's name was Adolf. Yeah. For the love of God.
Yeah. So, yeah. And consequently, you know, I thought, wait, where are the Frenchmen? Where are the French? I thought we were a French town. No, we were a German town.
You know how well they get along.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe 50% French, 50% German. So I just thought that was interesting. But consequently, there should have been a lot more German restaurants, but there weren't. And it's like what happened. And I guess there were for a time. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, not issues, but German food is deemed as heavy and you know, kind of basic, and sausages and potatoes and, you know, heavy things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, I don't know that it just, somebody said it just never appealed to me at all. Yeah, I said,
Germans
yeah.
aren't known for their whimsy.
Yeah. No. And then, yeah, this is it. Eat this. But, you know, there are a bunch of good German restaurants in the 50s and 60s, and they slowly died off. And I think the reason is there was more choice. There was more things out there. There was Italian restaurants and Mexican restaurants and Thai restaurants. So I think, I don't know that it had as much snap and pizzazz, like you said, as some of these other restaurants.
And maybe immigrants wanted to eat some new food.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what German food tastes like.
Yeah, so I talked to a few. I turned this into an Ask George because somebody did ask me this, you know, just completely independent. I said, why aren't there more German restaurants in town? So I talked to a few of the local culinarians, and I thought, well, I'm going to talk to the guy over at Dreamland Palace, because if you Google German restaurants in St. Louis, that's about all that comes up. There just aren't very many. And this guy has been over there for 40 years in this little town just west of Waterloo, in this you know, kitschy kind of tradition. It's not a beer hall, but it's a restaurant. And, you know, this is where you went. This is where you go.
Yeah.
And he picked up the phone. He goes, this is so weird that you called me, because I just closed the restaurant. I go, you did? I said, he thought that's why I was calling. Yeah. I go, no, I want to talk about German food. He goes, you're a little late. No, but anyway, he had just closed, you know, after 40 years, his wife had died last month, and he was, you know, he just kind of done with it.
Sure.
But anyway, he gave me his impressions, what it was. And he said, you know, tastes changed over the years. And like you said, people just wanted something different. Yeah. And, you know, for him, it was COVID. It was the usual things, you know, and it was inflation and it was lack of labor. He said that's what really did him in. But it was fascinating to, you know, the coincidence was kind of creepy that the kind of the one German place is now gone. So I wrote about it. And interestingly enough, for those that liked it and appreciated it and used to go over there, every Saturday starting tomorrow, he's going to be there selling off all the stuff. All the steins and the carved chairs and the tapestries and all the stuff and there's tons of it. I mean, it's a museum in there.
Yeah.
But a lot of time you just walk in and, you know, you don't have to talk to the person you're with. You can just look around and say, look at this, look at this, look at this.
I need nothing but that sounds so cool.
Yeah.
That sounds so up my alley. Carved chairs? Are you kidding me?
Well, he said, what do you collect? You know, do you collect this? No. Do you collect that? No. And I go, I felt like an idiot because I'm one of those idiots because I don't collect anything, you know, and you know, books. I go, no. I said, I'm a food guy. I said, you're now out of food, so I have no reason to
nothing to offer me.
So, but I thought that was really interesting and sad in a way that there's, you know, the kind of the OG of German restaurants is no longer there as of literally a week ago.
It was
creepy. So
yeah, too bad.
Anyway, nice guy, Mike Lang. And I wish I could get over there more. But
the best bite of food I've ever had in my life was in Germany. It was in Frankfurt. I was flying back from my 8 months in Europe. It was a street vendor with a giant wok kind of thing, making a stew sort of stuff and put it in one of those paper things that you get French fries at Carl's Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Little, and it's the boat. Best food I've ever had in my life.
And it was like a stew?
It was like a stew.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just so good.
Yeah.
What's the best bite you've ever had?
Oh, man, that's tough. Best bite I've ever, you know, I've never thought about that.
You should do an article.
I should do that. Yeah.
Nothing just pops.
No, nothing just pops. You know, it's always, you know, I got a very short memory. So it's, you know, I had some prosciutto and Parmesan cheese and fresh peaches at Louis a couple weeks ago. And that is about as simple and as good as it gets.
I've got a shiver. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's really good. And I don't know if we could talk about this or not, but it was one of those, what would you drive across St. Louis for? What dish is that good? And I asked the dining team, and three of them, including me, said that dish.
Huh.
And it's just one of those, so you know, you get about, you know, 1 month or so, you get those Calhoun County peaches, and then it's done. So
yeah.
Yeah.
We're lucky where we live. Like I worked at Lash's Farm, which is sort of like an Eckert's without a lot of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we live in a bread basket.
Yeah. And we really live in a peach bread basket, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And some of the ice cream makers were saying, oh, yeah, we get ours from this so-and-so guy. But don't tell anybody because I don't want them to, you know, to run out of peaches or I won't be able to make ice cream.
Rach, how big a deal was that for you growing up where you did?
Oh, huge. Huge.
Yeah.
What, peaches?
Yeah.
Yeah, she grew up right by Calhoun County.
Yeah, okay. Grafton, so.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating because everybody's kind of like they've got their own little spot. It's like, you know, no, don't. Yeah. Everybody knows about Eckert's, but there's all these other little growers over there. Oh, no, they have the best.
Oh, yeah.
Theirs are the sweetest. Theirs are the biggest. Theirs are this or that.
And you get them from a fruit stand on the side of the road.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
There's not like we're going to go to this store. It's like, no, I know the people selling.
Yeah. And you just pick one up and you just eat it right there and the juice runs down your elbow and it doesn't get any better.
A fresh peach like that, that's the perfect food.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of thing you just have to enjoy every second of it. And I like canned peaches and stuff too. Yeah. It's still delicious, but there's nothing like that.
When years ago, I was driving over to visit my mom, me and the kids, and there was a stand and I stopped and I'm buying peaches and the woman selling them goes, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I said, "I'm sorry. I don't." And it was my first girlfriend in second grade. Michelle Hanfelter, and it was like, what a coincidence.
Speaking of Germans.
How did she remember you?
I guess she knew me from the show.
Oh,
first
okay.
Boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
What grade was this?
Wow.
Like second.
You had a girlfriend in second grade?
Well, you know, in quotes. I wasn't like watching movies in her house.
mine was fourth grade. I remember fourth grade, though. Hello, Jane Stewart, if you're still out there.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. So, what else? This just broke. This news just broke. There's a really cool little restaurant that I really liked in Lafayette Square called Rosé by Pino. Mm-hmm. It's Pino's other restaurant.
Yes, yes.
Have you been to it?
No, I've not.
Little, you know, 40-seat place, very charming, very just cozy, very, you know, typical Lafayette Square. Now, for whatever reason, it closed or was for sale, and then it closed, and now it was announced that the Kingside Diner guys are taking that over. And I didn't know. I guess they kind of sneaked up on me. This is their fifth one. This is the fifth Kingside Diner.
I only know about two of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, the airport.
What a strange coincidence, because we just had the Five Senses in on, was that Monday?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did. So was it Aaron Teitelbaum? Because he's the five senses guy.
No, this was the marketing director.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
But it was just, I was just like, wow, what a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the food at Atomic by J-Mo.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's one of their most recent things they're doing. It's called Atomic Eats. That they do that. They do Herbie's. And they do, this will be the fifth Kingside Diner. And it's just a very successful little concept. There's one at the airport.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, this will come about next month. And it's you know, I was talking to Aaron. I said, well, this is great news, but, you know, I got to have visuals. You got to send me, what do you have? You know, I can shoot the outside of the place. And he goes, oh, I've got a couple renderings. And he sent me the best renderings, very explicit, very just, because you know how it is. People look at the pictures when they're looking at articles, and sometimes that's all you get. So your picture better be damn good.
Yeah.
So I said, wow, those are great renderings. You know, I said, who does your renderings? We'll give them a shout out. He goes, ChatGPT. I'll have to give them a shout out too. You know, here we go. It's, you know, got to pity the architects that are doing renderings because, you know,
they're, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, remember all that stuff? They could put it on their CAD and it would take them, you know, half a day. And now it takes, you know, 30 seconds.
Nuts.
And it's crazy. But
they'll do really well in Lafayette Square.
I think so. And it's, you know, 40 seats, 45 seats. Plus, he's got some. There's a patio there that was never really utilized that's kind of up a flight of steps. He's going to make that a lot more prominent. So anyway, there'll be, you know, 60 seats there total, which is a good number. But yeah, so that's the, you know, that's the news that broke on Friday. And, you know, here we go. The Dreamland closed and Kingside opens. There you go.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When they play their music, that hard rock music.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 425 on the Canoose. So Wheeler is not allowed to talk about the catchers on the Cardinals during rush hour today because Bernie Miklas will go ape crap.
I'm almost thinking about doing it just to see.
Oh, I'll be listening. I can't wait to hear.
And then stop after he starts giving. I'm like, just kidding.
Cardinals Report is sponsored by Rawlings. Visit the Rawlings experience at Westport. Once again, thank you to Rawlings for my custom glove. Rach, we need to shoot that video next week and put that up. Wheels, what do you got?
Where do you want to start? You want to start current events? Because they're playing tonight. So they're at home. The Rockies are one of the worst teams in baseball. So
let's
an opportunity to win a couple of games, hopefully win two out of three, maybe take all three of them at home. Mm-hmm. And because, look, the wild card's not crazy out of the picture.
Right.
You know, it's not like something that is expected at this point, especially after you sold. But like, keep in mind that, you know, selling on Dustin May and replacing him with Hunter Dobbins the way that Dobbins has pitched is not a huge drop off.
Yeah,
it's a drop off, but it's not a huge drop off. The bigger issue is going to be the lineup, you know, and then the consistency of the bullpen. And the lineup got a boost today. This is why I wanted to say about current events, because today, because Jordan Walker's missed the last couple games, he's back in there today.
Good.
So there was some concern with amongst us covering the team. We're like, is he hurt? Is he going to have to go on the injured list? But turns out, seems like it's minor because he's back in there tonight. And the lineup just looks different when you've got all your guys.
Yeah.
You know, the other day when you had a Burley out and Walker out, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Like, this is what it looks like, huh?
Yeah. I thought I might get a call to play.
it was kind of rough. But it's nice to see, you know, Jordan Walker back in there. And you're 3.5 games out of the wild card.
Doable.
The third wild card. But there are only 3 teams in your way at this moment. You got the Marlins immediately in front of you. You've got the Padres and the Diamondbacks. So those are teams that you can compete with. You can have, I'm not saying easily by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you're 3.5 out. At this time of year, that's not a small amount. But it's also doable. It's not like, okay, they're dead. And even if it's just in September, playing for the possibility of hanging in there, mm-hmm. those are meaningful games for young players.
Mm-hmm.
Those are meaningful games for people like J.J. Weatherholt and Jordan Walker to be just getting the experience of, hey, something's on the line. It's getting near the end. And no matter what you're feeling, you know, this is the longest season, for example, that J.J. Weatherholt's ever played. You know, I mean, he went from college to a minor league season that's shorter than a major league season, and now you're playing your first 162. You know, you're getting through this and starting to figure out, well, now you got to push through. It's going to be a cool thing. Hopefully they can hang in there.
Very cool.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniontcareers.com and start building your future today.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.